Praise and thanks are due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. May Allah raise the rank of our Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last prophet and messenger, his Ahl, companions and followers, and protect his nation from whatever he feared for it thereafter. Today we shall cover, by the will of Allah, the sin of hurting one's parents immensely, or in Arabic, uquq. Hurting one's parents immensely, uquq, is among the major sins. Allah threatened the one who does it with severe torture in hellfire. This means to harm either or both parents immensely by causing them a lot of pain. Hurting one's parents is unlawful, whether it is severe or light. Among the examples of harming one's parents is to curse or insult them both or either one. Among what is also considered unlawful is if the son obeys his mother in doing injustice to his father or vice versa. It does not benefit him if he obeyed his mother and yet harmed his father, because there should be no obedience to a human by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In summary, helping either parent in doing injustice to the other is sinful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Which means, Allah orders not to worship except Him and to treat one's parents kindly. If one of them is alive and old, or both are alive and old, do not say uff to them, and do not address them with harsh words. Be humble and compassionate, and address them with nice and gentle words. Allah Ta'ala made it unlawful to say to one's parents uff, which is an Arabic term that indicates one is bothered by them. Allah Ta'ala ordered one to say to one's parents a generous and gentle saying, more so when they are old. Also, Allah orders to speak to one's parents in a respectful manner. The torture of one who hurts one's parents immensely is very great, to the extent that one will not be among the first people to enter paradise. Rather, one will enter it after being tortured, if Allah did not forgive them. This is because it is among the major sins. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who harms one's parents immensely will not be among the first batch of people to enter paradise, narrated by Al-Bukhari. The following are the two verses from the Quran that encourage treating one's parents well. Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ أَنِ اشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ. Verse 14 of Surah Luqman means, Allah urges one to treat one's parents nicely, for one's mother carries one in her womb with all the hardship and struggle that she receives from that, and she nurses her child up to 2 years. Hence, one needs to be thankful to God and thankful to one's parents. Allah Ta'ala also said, وَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, which means, worship God without associating any partners to Him, and treat your parents in a good way. Know that no matter how much one was keen to perform the 5 obligatory prayers, to fast, and to perform similar acts of obedience, if one inflicts immense harm to one's parents by words or deeds, one will not be among the pious Muslims. So be careful to treat your parents right and be keen to avoid harming them. We humbly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins and the sins of our parents, and all those who believe in Him, And we ask Allah to admit us into paradise, for He is the most merciful of all those who show mercy. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, and Allah knows best.